Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Jerry. 8 before 7 o'clock, all the news with CBS coming up here in a few minutes. Steve will have all the local news. Anna Palmer was a senior Washington correspondent for Politico and co-author of Politico's Playbook, which I know many of you who listen to the show read that and do read it. Well, since then, she's co-founded Punch Bowl News. She's the CEO there as well. She is also a graduate of St. Olaf College, and she joins us here on CCO. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you having me. WCCO is a blast from the past. When I was in college, we used to watch it and listen to it, of course.
Well, former executive editor of the Manitou Messenger down there at St. Olaf, right? Umiaya.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
And a kindred Viking, I understand, Anna.
Yes, my parents are still in kindred. But yes, I grew up in kindred, where the town motto is where kindness is a way of life, which is a pretty nice thing. And hopefully everyone can, especially in this era, abide by that.
Yeah, well, let me ask you your thoughts now from yesterday's inauguration as someone who covers this and has for some time. What stands out for you from what you saw yesterday?
I would say a couple things. One, it's a dramatic departure from the last 4 years in terms of tone, in terms of the vision that Joe Biden set forward. That, to me, is probably the most striking thing. The second thing is just how I think Joe Biden wants to bring the country together in the way is not Pollyannish, thinking that, you know, everybody's going to get along and everyone's going to agree, but that he hopes that he can win some people over, and if not, he plans to govern as a president for all Americans.
He began with a number of executive actions. Tell me your thoughts on the purpose of doing that so quickly.
It was a real moment for him to divorce the country from where Donald Trump had been in terms of policy, in terms of leading the country. I think it was a moment for him to really focus on COVID, which is going to be the thing that is the legacy for his entire first term or his time in office. I also think it was a real message to the world, and not just to Americans, but that this was going to be a different administration, that he wanted to reset the conversation on the world stage and America's place in it.
Speaking of the world, Anna, do you see him now reaching out to a number of foreign leaders here in the next few days?
Absolutely. His White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said last night that he expected to speak to Justin Trudeau of Canada as one of those first phone calls. But we'll be making a lot of calls in the coming days, certainly in terms of what the U.S. is going to be on the world stage. They're rejoining the WHO and getting involved in COVID vaccine deployment across the world, also rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. So those are real big shifts for where the American foreign policy is as well.
Anna, do you know anything about that letter that President Trump left for President Biden?
They're being pretty tight-lipped about it. So far, Joe Biden said it was gracious, but it was private. So at this point, it doesn't appear that we're going to find out more details on it. I think they seem more focused on, you know, kind of putting their plan together on COVID relief, trying to get to that 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days.
What happens now with the impeachment trial of his predecessor? Does he want to forward that on? Does he want to get past that and start focusing on what you mentioned, coronavirus?
Yeah, we reported this morning in our morning Punch Bowl AM newsletter that basically the Speaker has not given the articles of impeachment yet to the Senate, but that once she does, and it's expected this week, that kind of set things in motion. We don't have an idea yet of the contours of how long a Senate impeachment trial will happen or not. So those details are still being negotiated. Certainly, I think Joe Biden is going to let that process play out. That's what Jen Psaki said last night. I think he is very focused on really working on coronavirus, but he's not going to try to stop this Senate impeachment trial from happening.
The last days of someone who covered the Trump administration on a daily, almost hourly basis, any final thoughts on his final days in office?
I mean, I think what we really saw was a retreat from the president. He didn't have the pulpit of Twitter to kind of really know. I mean, I think the last 4 years have been understanding and hearing from a president in a really unvarnished way, which is a striking difference than typically what we see when you're kind of dealing with public figures. But a real focus on his future, a real focus on pardons, less about kind of that long-term legacy when you saw the number of former presidents behind Joe Biden on Inauguration Day, George W. Bush being the Republican. He was missing from that. And I think one of the things we'll be looking for is how does he exercise his power? How does he exercise his post-presidency legacy?
Hey, Anna, appreciate your time. If people want to know about Punch Bowl and your number of updates there, how did they do that? Where do they go?
Yes, please. You can check us out at punchbowl.news. And you can subscribe there. We have a free morning newsletter that comes out before your first cup of coffee. We also have a new podcast that's launching February 1st called The Daily Punch, so please subscribe to that as well.
Anna, thanks. We'll stay in touch. I appreciate your time early this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, I know she's up and at 'em early anyway. Anna Palmer, St. Olaf graduate right there, Kindred North Dakota High School grad, WCCO, and a senior Washington correspondent for and co-founder of Punch Bowl News. WCCO time is 6:58.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.